I would say that last week we were talking a little bit about the role of Eretz Yisrael according to the Ramban. We were talking about how, marrying two sisters outside of Eretz Yisrael, inside Eretz Yisrael. So, and I was saying that that idea of the Ramban, even though we didn't focus on that so much, was one of like the biggest sodos of the Ramban. So this Ramban is also really, really up there. I mean, maybe this is number one in like the Ramban's thought. At least for Sefer Bereishis. What, meaning just not even having learned the Ramban, what, any guesses as to what idea, what theme in the Ramban comes up again and again and again in Sefer Bereishis? My Sabo Simon Levanim. Exactly. And it's funny, at the bar mitzvah dinner Friday night, so my brother was over there, he was talking a little bit about this. But it says in the Pesukim here, Chavtes, so Yaakov is running away. Vayisai Yaakov ragla vayelich arza b'nei kedem. He went to the east. You see, there's this well. There are three flocks of sheep that are what's their boats? What's ropsim? Squaw, whatever it means, but it's their boats. That's what it means, ropsim, right? That's where they get their water from. But the stone is too big. And Yaakov gets there. He says, "Why is everybody waiting around?" He said, "No, we have to wait till everybody gets together to push it off. It's very big." And he ended up doing it himself and getting water. So there's a question here on the psukim themselves, and that is, why do we care? And even if we care in some general sense, because we have to know the story. Yaakov is running away, and he's getting to the area of Haran, and he's gonna meet Rachel at the well. But Lamaisa, why do we care that there were three flocks of sheep there? Just say that there are flocks of sheep waiting there, and they couldn't roll it off, and he did it himself. In general, you could ask, what's the point of the story? But certainly the details. That's where the Ramban's gonna jump in. So, the Ramban says,
thank you.
The Ramban says, in number one, in our parsha, Vayar v'nei be'er basadeh v'nei sham shloshe adreitun rupzim alea. Yari chakasuv basipur hazeh lehodienu ki kovei Hashem yachalifu koach. So first of all, the first paragraph of the Ramban is not nothing with Maisa Abosim Labanim. Why is the pasuk elaborating on this? Just to tell you that Hashem replaces the strength of those who look to Him, meaning Hashem has special siyata d'shmaya for Yaakov. He's running away, and he doesn't really know exactly what he's supposed to be looking for. And all of a sudden, he gets exactly to the right place. Yaakov Avinu b'min haderechu ayeif, he's very tired. V'yagel levadoha evan asher hayu tichem elei kol haro'im, and he has this superhuman strength. So it says Hashem gives yata d'shmaya to tzaddikim. V'shlosha adrei tzon asher lehem ro'im rabim v'shomrim kulum rabtzim aleinu mechulim lehaniya klal. So according to the first shot of the Ramban, why do we care that there were three? It's just to increase the level of siyata d'shmaya and miracle that was needed for Yaakov to be able to push off this stone, telling you, even though there are three groups, with some is even more than one shepherd per group, and they themselves are waiting for more groups. And Yaakov, who you would expect would have been exhausted from his travels, comes and pushes it aside. Okay, that could be the pshat. Then he has a different shot. Udarabosenu bebereishis rabba gamba zelahem sod remez l'asid. So also in regards to this, also because there's been many Rambans in Sefer Bereishis that we haven't talked about yet, this idea that there's remazim, there's hints of what's going to happen in the future. So the Rabosenu and Bereishis rabba see from here a hint of the future. Ki niznamein lo kacha. This wasn't happenstance. It happened, Hashem arranged it, there would be three groups of tzon. Shenichnas v'derech ha-be'er. He got to the be'er. V'lones v'kol ha-adarim. At that point, it wasn't all of them. Rak shlosha mehem. U'ba b'zman sha'eb min al-pi ha-be'er. It also happened to be at the time when the well was still closed. So you have three groups with three flocks of sheep that are waiting ki'ilu for Yaakov to let them drink. V'adarim shomrim aleh, and the flocks are watching it. V'chol ha'anyan min ha-mesuparka. And the reason is all being told. Lo dio shi'atzlich v'derech ha-zeh v'yitzeh mimeno zera zoche l'remez ha-zeh. The reason this is happening to Yaakov, and the reason that the pasuk is telling us this is happening to Yaakov, is to tell us that he's going to be zochet for what he's gotten to this place, right? Really, in a real sense, right, the real B'nai Yisrael is going to be starting the next generation. We have like the single father who has a single son who's going to follow the Mesorah, but until we get to the children of Yaakov, we don't really have the whole group, the whole Mishpacha that's going to be being Am Yisrael. So says the Ramban that there's a remez here to Yaakov, he's about to get to the place where he's going to be zochet. His children are going to be zochet to what's happening here. What does that mean? The well here is the Beis HaMikdash. The idea of the flocks of sheep going up to draw water from this well is representing the Shalosh Regalim. That's exactly the pasuk. From this well, the flocks are drinking. Meaning, what does it mean they're drinking? They're getting Kedusha, they're getting Ruach HaKodesh, he's about to say. That's what it says in the Yerushalmi, not that no Yerushalmis, but it's whatever, it comes up in like Tosfos. But the idea that comes up in davening, the idea that on Shiftas Beis HaShoeva, and Yerushalmi says, what's Shoeva? Misham HaShoeva Meruach HaKodesh. It was they got this Kedusha that lasted with them throughout the entire year, at least until the next Rega. Oshi Yirmos Kimi Tzion Teitzei Torah, or it's also the Beis HaMikdash, but it represents getting the Mayim, not only of Ruach HaKodesh, but of Torah. Shimshal HaMayim, right, you guys got there, Yitzayin Manal. Bidvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Okay. And all these flocks are gathered there. So now the Ramban is getting a little bit poetic. What does it mean, all the flocks of sheep are gathered there? It's like it says in Malachim at the Chanukah space of Mikdash. Everybody came from all over Am Yisrael to come to this source of water, the source of Kedusha, the base of Mikdash. The Galilus Evan Mishko, and Yaakov Avinu was able to push it off and give everybody who was coming there to drink. Shemisham HaYishavim Ruach HaKodesh. Again, this idea. Veishibu Asa Evan Munach L'Regel Haba. And then he put back the stone until the next time they're going to come, until the next regal. So Yaakov, I guess, is representing, I don't know, like the Gadol Hador, representing the Kohen Gadol, representing somebody who's kind of leading the charge of Am Yisrael here. But said the Ramban, the reason this is happening to Yaakov, of there are three flocks of sheep, the reason that he's the one who has to provide the water to everybody, somehow he, by doing these actions, is representing the what's going to happen to Am Yisrael in the future. Okay, so this just leads to the idea of the Ramban even doesn't say it here, but the word, the expression of Maisa Avo Simon Labanim. What does it mean? Meaning, first of all, this is a very important idea of the Ramban, that we shouldn't assume the Pasuk is telling us details for no reason. He says, well, the Pasuk is giving us, and he says this in other places when he talks about Maisa Avo Simon Labanim, but there's times when Lechora we don't need to know all these details, and the Torah is telling us it for a reason, says the Ramban. What's the reason? The reason is because it reflects what's going to happen in the future. Now the question is, how does this work? What's this idea of how does it work? So just quickly, in last week's Parsha, we don't have to read the whole thing, but just to get the gist of it. So the same idea of the Ramban, it's interesting why it comes up by wells a lot. Right? It says by the wells that Avde Yaakov dug, there was Esek, Sitna, and Rechovot. Avde Yitzchak, I'm sorry, thank you. Avde Yitzchak. Esek, Sitna, and Rechovot. So says Ramban, why do we care about the names of the wells? It's not relevant. I mean, sometimes you have names of places, names of people that's going to come up in Tanakh later. These things are not really going to come up. Why are we telling us this? So this is the Ramban there. Yisaper HaKasav Ya'arich B'inin HaBe'eros. The Pasuk is elaborating on this. V'ein B'pshuti Asipur To'eles. There's no need for it. V'lo Kavod Gadol Yitzchak. And there's no, this isn't a great honor that he dug wells and he called them names. What do we care? It's exactly like Avram did. What do we care? It's telling us about the future. Again, the idea of the well representing the Beis HaMikdash. He says, what's Esek? It means, I guess, not like Esek, like asakim, like business. It means there was people were focused on it to attack it. It means there are many armies, Mitzrayim and Sancheirev and Babel, who tried time and time again and eventually were successful. That's the Balash represents war. Bashini Karashma Sitna, which represents Sinna. Shem Kasham in Harishon. Who by Sheni Shkaros Kishmo Shkasibo Malchus Atzeres Bitzkudas Malchus Akas Besitna Yerushalayim Chol Yom Hayulanu Velesitna Shirchigu Vegalimenu Galusra. And there's also a lot of hatred towards us in building the second base in Mikdash for those who have learned Ezra and Nehemiah. By Shlishi Kar Rechovos, like expansion, expanded. Who by Yisaatzir Shibanim Himherav Yamenu Yaseh Below Ribu Matzah is going to be without any machlokes. Okay, etc. So the Ramban, the idea of Ma'aseh Avos Simon Labanim by the wells. Now the question is, what does this represent besides being, this is not the pshat. But I thought, okay, it's a cute like remez. What's the deeper message here? This is the idea. We don't have to read it. And it's in the Midrash Tanchuma, source number 2. It has this expression of whatever happened to Avram is a simon to what's going to happen to his children. And the Ramban references this. I think the first time he talks about Ma'aseh Avos Simon Labanim. But the Ramban is really the one who elaborates on this and points out in many different places this idea. And the question is, what's this supposed to represent? I mean, any guesses? In what way the fact that Yaakov got to the well and they're waiting for him and provided it? So what? So meaning it's just like a hint to the future. That's all it is? Or is something more than that? Anybody ever heard a shir about Ma'aseh Avos Simon Labanim? Okay, so let's see. We don't have that much time. We're going to get through some of this Derech Hashem. Okay. So, Derech Hashem, I got the translation from Safari. I feel like some of it was a little bit choppy. But, say it. We'll do what we can. So he's talking about now that the way the world was supposed to be was that there was supposed to be... The world was supposed to be living in some state of perfection. The whole Derech Hashem is very interesting. Recommend it for those who are interested in these like big ideas about life in Judaism. And then after the Chet of Adam Harishon, so the whole nature of the world changed, and we weren't living to that level of perfection. But then Hashem kind of gave the humanity as a whole this job of reaching that level again. And in the context of that, we have this paragraph. Behold, that the supreme wisdom saw that it was appropriate that this effort, the effort of getting to the level of Adam HaRishon, be divided between the roots and the branches. There's going to be a tzkufa when relatively soon after the Chet, there's going to be the spread of humanity, okay? And each one's going to be forming its own group. And then each one's going to have its own part in this mission. And those are going to be the roots. And later on, the people from those Amim, those nations, are going to be the branches, you know, working towards that goal. This means that at first there'd be time for the efforts of the roots, or of the Shoresh, and afterwards for the branches. For all of the human species still needed that its character be set as was appropriate. We have to, the way I'm understanding this, each is going to have a certain midah, a certain koach, and it's going to be focusing on perfecting that, and be prepared for the corruptions that went into it. And according to the order of levels, it was surely appropriate to first set up the roots and the heads of the generations of man to stand on a repaired level. First, you have to have the roots. They should be on a certain high level, these roots, and then they can, for them and their branches, be able to put the branches on a certain derech. For branches always follow after the root. And it limited this time for the efforts of the roots for someone, I'm skipping parentheses, to merit and establish himself as fitting, to be fixed as the one good and precious root that is fit for the high status of one who is man in a good state. Meaning, and Hashem also is giving the opportunity for one person to be the head root, meaning the Kadosh root, the one that's going to really take charge to be the one bringing back the level of Adam HaRishon. Those who have learned the Kuzari, there's like similar ideas kind of there. And not man in a corrupted state. So he's looking for the one person who can establish this root, which is going to lead to the branches becoming on the level of Adam HaRishon. And so he would achieve that he be allowed to bring out his offspring all according to what is proper for him in his way, meaning in the level and state that he already achieved according in his being a root. Okay, I don't know exactly. Okay, what to discuss there, I didn't focus on it that much. And this time period was from Adam to the time of the dispersion, right? The Haflaga. Now was the time of the establishment of nations. And behold, that during that entire time, righteous people such as Chanoch, Mesushelach, Shem, and Aver did not stop from teaching the truth to the masses and warning them, we're not going to read this whole thing, and warning them to improve themselves. Okay? There is still the idea of individuals who are aware of the mission of humanity, and they're trying to preach that to everybody. Once the measure of the creatures was full, meaning there's a time when there's enough people to have different amim, or begin different amim, the meaning of the time of the dispersion, the trade of his justice may be blessed, judge of the period of time for the effort of the roots end. Now it's time to stop the time of the roots, the shirashim, the time of the beginning of the amim is going to finish. So it'd be the end of the things that could be said according to that which is proper to set at the roots, according to that what already transpired, was until the time of at the end. Okay, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm trying to see. And it was that Abraham alone, if you look here, it's the third word on the line, at all, period, end. It was Abraham alone that was chosen because of his deeds. He was the one who could establish this holier root. He had raised himself and was said to be an excellent and precious tree according to the higher level of human existence. He was the one who had the potential to reach back the level of Adam HaRishon, such that it was also given to him to produce his branches according to his qualities. And then the world was divided into 70 nations, each one at a certain level, etc., etc. Fascinating. I think there's a lot to, when you have this perspective, I don't know, a lot to add more meaning to the whole story of the Haflaga and the Shiva Amen, which is going to come up again. Each one has its Midah. Basema, the root in the tree of Avraham Avinu, it was the one that was supposed to be most fitting to lead the whole world, the whole humanity, to the higher level of Adam HaRishon. Okay, so that, I think it's with this yisod of the Ramban. Actually, I meant to put it on the sheet. There's a Ramban in Hakdamah to Sefer Shemos. Nobody has Sefer Shemos, correct? Okay. If you look afterwards, if you want, there's a Ramban at the beginning of Sefer. You have it? You have it, Asher? No. Is that, you have Shemos? Oh, very good. Okay. So let's read this very, very quickly. But once you have this Derech Hashem in mind, I think it really fits in nicely with this whole idea of Maisa Avosim and Labanim. So he says, okay, Hishlam Akaz of Sefer Bereishis. Well, we included Bereishis. Shu Sefer HaYitzira B'chidish HaOlam B'Yitziras Chol Notzar. It's talking about the creation, right, from nothingness, the creation of all all creatures, uvimikre ha'avos kulam, and talking about all the happenings, the avos kulam shehem ke'ein yitzira lizaram, and the lives of the avos are like creating the path for their children. Because everything that's happening to the children is hinting to what's going to, everything happening to the father is hinting to what's going to happen to the children in the future. And also after we finish Bereishis, which is the creation of the world in the literal sense, well, creation of the world in terms of laying the foundation for the future history. We're starting the first Sefer Shemos, is like the first detailed look at what was at what was laid out in the foundation of Sefer Bereishis. So in the Ramban elsewhere talks about the idea of Avraham Avinu going down to Mitzrayim during the Ra'av, paved the way to the going to Mitzrayim in the Galus. Okay, but the idea, I think it fits nicely with this Derech Hashem, the idea of the Ramban, that the idea of Ma'is Avosim Labanim could be because we're at a point in history where we're kind of establishing what all the nations are going to be. We're at a point where it's not history as we know it now. Things that are being added, it's literally like the children are being developed. The children of the nation are being developed in like the womb of the mother, which is like the Avos, the Imos. And so everything they're doing is having a certain influence on our Midos, on our ability to, if we get back to the Be'er, I feel like it's a little harder to fit it in here and understand it here. But the idea that Yaakov, whose role it was to give water to the Adarim and the one to superhumanly provide this sustenance, somehow was giving the koach to himself to be able to do that in the future for his children. But that's the, in a general sense, how I understand Ma'is Avosim Labanim. So I guess in terms of just two quick takeaways from the whole idea of Ma'is Avosim Labanim, the first is the idea of appreciating that details in the Torah probably aren't there for no reason. And this is something I'm not going to read. If you look at source number 4, just the Ramban says that all the things in the Torah, he's in Parshas Bereishis, everything about Gan Eden, Eitz HaChaim, Eitz Hadas, the four rivers, he says there's different levels of understanding of what these things are doing. He says, okay, I don't see like a perfect four-word sentence that could summarize, but he says each one represents some sort of physical phenomenon, but it also represents a spiritual idea. And I feel like this dual levels of understanding the Ramban is also true by Ma'is Avosim Labanim. A lot of details in the Torah, you look at it and it seems superficial, but it also represents a deeper spiritual idea. That what he says by the in Sefer Bereishis about these things that are in the Parshas Bereishis is also true by all these details that are coming up throughout Sefer Bereishis. It represents something deeper on a spiritual level. But also, that's one takeaway of appreciating that the Torah is not giving us details for no reason. There must be some deeper significance behind it. But also the idea that the Avos somehow contain the potential of the future generations. And that's true even for us. The Ramban talks about elsewhere, about the relationship between the father and the children, and Gilgulim, and Yibum, and all sorts of things, that generations, father and son, influence each other in a way that is unique to them. So too, the Avos are like the fathers, literally the Avos, Imos, of the entire future Jewish nation. Therefore, the things that they're gaining, and the Midos are developing, and the things that they're succeeding in, is going to have implications for the rest of the future Am Yisrael. Yad Khan.